Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're diving into how predictive analytics is reshaping retail, from anticipating consumer needs to driving smarter inventory decisions. With us today is Ashley Hedrick, Principal and Supply Chain Practice Leader here at BDO. Ashley's here to break down what retailers need to know now. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
So Ashley, this is actually one of my favorite topics. I love analytics, and the fact that we are using predictive analytics is even more mind-blowing. So tell me, why is the predictive analytics becoming a must-have today rather than nice-to-have for retailers in 2026?
Yeah, it's so exciting for me that this technology has not only become mainstream, but has really become accessible to retailers and distributors of all sizes. Predictive analytics has shifted to this mission critical functionality and discipline because, simply put, retail conditions are too volatile, too complex, and too fast moving for traditional forecasting methods to keep up. For a really long time, we've baselined the inventory to carry based on extended historic demand trend curves, relying on vast amounts of information and presuming customer preferences shift slowly over time. Retailers today are navigating rapidly shifting customer preferences and lots of economic uncertainty that change customer demand on a dime, which make that type of reactive long-term forecasting almost impossible. The great thing is AI-driven forecasting and predictive analytics can now process more variables. The impact of promotions, weather, omni-channel data, real-time signals, social media trends, faster and more accurately. Our conventional models really break down during volatility because they rely on historic data, and predictive models can take that volatility into account and help us figure out how to react to it so that we can take advantage of those customer trends rather than fight against them.
Yeah, I just find all of that fascinating. You know, we're going to look at it from the customer acquisition side to the inventory side. So let's stick with the customer first. How are leading retailers using predictive models to anticipate customer needs before they're even expressed? I mean, it's so amazing.
And the models are becoming more sophisticated by the day. You know, over the last year, we've seen them evolve from taking point of sale data from other systems like products, et cetera, to identify trends down to the specific item variable. We're now seeing that overlaid with social trends being one of the most common indicators for a lot of retailers. Weather, moving beyond seasonality to say, is there a specific temperature or weather condition that drives specific purchases, other things that are happening in the external market, news that's trending, all of that information to identify how customer demand is shifting before a customer even articulates that change. It's very easy to see what's trending on X or TikTok or another platform, but to be able to predict the trends before, I think that's where it's becoming really interesting. And then to match that up against product types or specific variables a season out and say, this is what we need to be carrying. I think these models are getting really sophisticated and pulling data from a lot of different places. And as retailers hone them for specific customer behavior inside their stores over the next 6, 12, 18 months, I think we as consumers are going to be the ones who really reap the benefits of having exactly what we need before we even realize we need or want it.
I think it's truly incredible because you're dealing with multiple channels, whether it's social commerce, whether it's mobile. So you're dealing with multiple channels as well as different geographies, different age groups. I mean, it's actually quite incredible the number of inputs that go in to actually determine the customer needs. So maybe if we pivot over to the inventory side, Where does predictive analytics make the biggest impact on the inventory efficiency? We've talked previously about purchasing inventory and making sure you're getting the right inventory at the right location. How does it assist with efficiency, forecasting, replenishment, allocation? How do predictive analytics come into play here?
Absolutely. And it's really going to improve all three of those elements: forecasting, replenishment, and allocation. But the biggest gain is going to start with forecasting, because everything else that happens downstream depends on the accuracy of, do I have the right number of things on order and in stock? And then from there, I can figure out, how do I replenish? How do I allocate across physical locations, warehouse locations, et cetera? AI is becoming that core forecasting engine, moving even beyond predictive analytics, which assumes a somewhat static model, to say, can I actually adjust my model in real time? And so I think part of what's fascinating from a forecasting perspective is our ability to identify nonlinear patterns in the data to change the way in which I'm forecasting and the way in which I'm buying. That better forecast accuracy is going to flow downstream into smarter buys, leaner safety stock for a lot of our manufacturers and distributors, and ideally for you as the customer, fewer stockouts. It's then going to help us anticipate when stores or distribution centers run low, enabling timely and automated reordering. So that has a downflow impact on replenishment. We can see when order patterns spike beyond our expected or what we've bought towards to drive replenishment faster. And then we can also allocate it in different ways. Those predictive tools can have layered on top of them local patterns, traffic, events, and demographics to ensure our inventory is in the place where it will sell the fastest. And if we're in an e-commerce model, where to place that inventory to get it to the customer the fastest, if I have to ship it, truck it into stores, et cetera.
So you have me sold on predictive analytics. And in fact, I was probably sold even before we started this conversation. But for those that are still thinking about it, maybe we can talk about, maybe let's cover one inventory blind spot that retailers don't realize that predictive analytics can help them uncover.
The one blind spot that it's not even that we didn't have the capability to process data is micro-local demand shift. Those hyper-granular factors that impact, Natalie, even the way you and I may buy differently if we have generally the same demand patterns. Traditional forecasting and even traditional predictive modeling treats stores, distribution centers in broad clusters. So if you're in the New York City metro area, it treats you all as the same, when in reality, the purchases within a given neighborhood may vary. And so if you're a large retailer with a significant footprint, that ability to get hyper-localized creates a lot of benefit to you. And even if you're a smaller retailer looking to scale, it can help you make informed decisions on where to place the next location and what type of stock it carries and how you configure the store, because you can get down to block-specific demographics or buyer group-specific demographics if you're targeting e-commerce in a way that we never could before. That really pinpoint level of precision, I think, is a blind spot that we miss and we aggregate into the norm that can make the difference in a product that blows up and that a company can maximize profitability on versus things that go out of stock or inversely sit on shelves for months at a time when they're a really hot item three blocks over.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So is this something that's now being built into systems or is it an add-on that retailers and distributors need to go out and purchase?
The core functionality is of like predictive intelligence is being built into modern retail platforms as a default. That said, whether you're operating on a hyper-modern platform or an older platform for which you're overlaying other tools, it's accessible under either condition. What's really important is that you understand enough about your business to hone the AI model to identify those elements that most importantly shift demand in the areas in which you serve, whether that's training tools that sit natively inside your platform, or that's AI overlays that aggregate data across a number of legacy systems and help you make informed choices. You can operate in both ways. What's really important for retailers and distributors to realize is this is not something I can take off the shelf, turn it on, and start using it tomorrow. I'm going to have to continue making human choices before I can really trust the model, because that's the magic of AI. I have to train it to do exactly what I want it to do. It's the new puppy that comes home and eats through all your shoes until you train it to chew on dog bones. And so it's going to take a little bit of time, but investing in those tools now, whether layered over legacy platforms or built into their existing, is an incredibly worthwhile investment. And at this point, is really becoming table stakes for our retailers and distributors.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ashley. Predictive analytics isn't just enhancing retail decision-making. It's transforming how leaders anticipate demand, manage inventory, and then react to shifting customer expectations. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with your merchandising and planning leaders. Until next time, stay one step ahead with smarter, more informed retail decisions. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.